This is your host, Mary Breen. Welcome to today's episode of Women of the Future podcast. This is episode one, which is about the benefits of leader positions as a woman in a STEM field and workforce, including the dire results of underrepresentation of women in STEM. Using data provided by HESA and findings from the UK government census data on occupations that was recorded from 2022 October to till on 2023 October, we take a closer look at what some women in STEM statistics. According to recent HESA data, 31% of core STEM students in higher education in the UK are women. This reveals an overall severe lack of representation and a wide gender gap, despite the widely recognized importance of diversity in these areas and what consequences occur with this gender gap. Unfortunately, this also applies to the STEM workforce, with women only making up to 34% of the workforce in the fastest growing and highest paying jobs of the future, like computer science and engineering. This is sourced by AAUW. This led to men in STEM annual salaries being nearly $15,000 higher per year than their female counterpart salaries. With also Latina and Black women in STEM earn around $33,000 less than their male counterpart salaries. The gender pay gap is additionally upkept by the lack of female role models in STEM fields. This lack of representation can lead to imposter syndrome and discourage women from pursuing careers in STEM. However, fighting the gender pay gap, bias, sexism, and stereotype to reach a place of equality, there needs to be a gender diverse teams that in fact bring with them a variety, that already with them bring a variety of perspectives, experiences, problem solving approaches, and ultimately leading to more innovative solutions. There also needs to be more educating, training, and hiring women and other underrepresented groups in STEM, which also leads to better scientific and financial outcomes. This is because increasing diversity in the workforce means gaining a variety of perspectives and ideas, which can give an organization or organizations a competitive edge. The lack of women in STEM comes from the lack of awareness shown to girls in schools and the encouragement to study STEM further at university. Concluding that more representation in STEM brings more benefits overall than shunning, neglecting, and discouraging women of the future to avoid such important positions and roles. Thank you for listening to the Women of the Future podcast. Next episode, we will be having an interview with a highly intelligent, promising, and educated individual. Find out more next week on the Women of the Future. This is your host, Mary Breen. Thank you very much for listening once again.